Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, they're still trying, Lee.
Yeah.
Trying to erase history. Orwell's quote, the party's greatest command was to ignore the evidence right before your eyes. Orwell was a genius. He knew them well because he was a socialist. He knew exactly how they operated. That's what they're doing right now. Ignore the evidence before your eyes. They're trying to erase the ideology, the left-wing ideology of Charlie Kirk's shooter. They're trying really hard. And so the latest to draw the short straw, Lee, and have to go out there is Jonathan Carl. Goes out there to announce as fact, and you're going to hear your liberal friends repeat this like the sheep that they are, because they're very sheepish. Jonathan Carl goes out there and proclaims the new truth that you must ignore the evidence before your eyes and believe that Charlie Kirk's murder was not political.
The murder of Charlie Kirk was not a political act. It was a gruesome crime.
What?
Yeah, not as nothing political here, as absolutely nothing. So Jonathan Carl, like a good ABC News mainstream liberal journalist, immediately begins lying after the internet lights him rhetorically on fire for saying that because it's such a lie. And he says he was taken out of context because this short clip ran across the internet.
The murder of Charlie Kirk was not a political act. It was a gruesome crime.
Says he was taken out of context. So listen, let's listen to the context. We're going to back it up a little, see if that's true. And this starts with him obviously condemning those who were celebrating the assassination of Charlie Kirk.
It has also been senselessly celebrated by some, a small minority who didn't like what Kirk stood for and thought it was somehow therefore justified. Celebrating or excusing violence is abhorrent. The murder of Charlie Kirk was not a political act. It was a gruesome crime. His alleged killer now faces the death penalty.
So he wasn't taken out of context, Lee. We just played him in context.
Yeah.
It's completely unedited. He meant it. He just didn't like the immediate backlash that he got because of that lie. Mm-hmm. So they've now dispatched this person, Juliette Kayum. She's a professor at the Kennedy School. She's a CNN senior national security analyst. She writes for The Atlantic. So a liberal in good standing. She was in the Obama Department of Homeland Security. And of course, she's the Kennedy School is at Harvard, right? So she is the new authority on this. And she has decreed this. I have read a lot about Charlie Kirk's killer's family, his history and writings. A partisan can find what they are looking for. But to date, from what we know, there is no dominant political ideology. Instead, it's a stew of irony, violence, gaming fetish, and discord. No political...
Nothing to see here, move along.
...ideology.
Yeah.
Right. So I actually saw that for the first time in my, you know, in our on our text line yesterday. Somebody was, there's a liberal texting it to me saying, say you're wrong. It's no political ideology. Because a liberal Atlantic writer in good standing has decreed it to be so?
Well, I guess they should, that writer should get the Jimmy Kimmel treatment, be suspended for a few days and then return because they're making a false statement. That's the same thing Kimmel did.
No, you forgot a step. And then return after the liberal gunman shoots into the newsroom.
There is that, yes.
Right, yes. And then gets what he wants, like a child who throws a tantrum. If you've ever learned, you learn this quickly as a parent. If you reward a child who throws a tantrum with giving them what they want, Katie, bar the door. Your life is about to be a nightmare. And that's what just happened. That's what I opened the show with today. We are at a new low in America. We have never seen this before. Liberal triggermen who shoot into newsrooms can now get what they want, Lee. We are learning overnight. This is a disaster, what Sinclair has done. They admit to the New York Post that after the liberal gunman opened fire into the ABC News 10 newsroom in Sacramento, the newsroom, Lee, not even the lobby, the newsroom. Sinclair, they basically had a meeting and decided last minute not to air the Charlie Kirk tribute. It aired on YouTube, but they aired Family Feud instead. He won. Total says, so we now have censorship at the point of a gun in America by the left. We've never had that before. This is new. And then when you watch what happened after, it's particularly galling because this was in the post-American, post-constitutional territory of California. The judge let him out within less than 24 hours, even though he had a kill list in his car that included Dan Bongino, Kash Patel, head of the FBI, and Donald Trump. That's cool. That's good. Out the door in less than 24 hours. And I am convinced that is why Keith Olbermann, who also lives in California, felt comfortable threatening Scott Jennings online with your next mother blanker, but keep mugging for the camera. Olbermann saw that and went, well, I'm not actually shooting. I'm just threatening him. They'll probably let me out in 12 hours. So that's where we are this morning. But we can all console ourselves with, hey, they may be trying to kill us, but this is really not a good look. Americans aren't into assassination. They're really not into it. As we can see from, you know, what went on with the Charlie Kirk, memorial service. Yeah. And by the way, bigger than the media reported, and this was so smart of them, they geofenced the area outside of the stadium. So you can tell exactly how many devices are there. It's a great way to count people. We do this all the time. Our advertising staff does. They'll go pull the foot traffic into, you know, people we want to sell advertising to. And we'll say, hey, this is the foot traffic your competitor is getting. And this is the foot traffic you're getting. We can help you here. And they're often like just blown away by it. I was blown away by the first time I saw a salesperson do it. And, you know, hey, your competition has 3,000 people through the door. You have 2,400. We can get you the extra 600 by targeting the people who went through your competitor's door. I mean, it's amazing what they can do with technology now, right? Yeah. You can just buy this information.
Right.
So Turning Point USA bought the information because they wanted to get a real accurate count of how many people were there. And this is the count of how many people had devices right in the area around the stadium. So not in the surrounding neighborhoods, but just the stadium. Take a listen to this. This is Turning Point's Andrew Colvett.
Our partners that do sort of geotagging with devices, they told us that they tracked over 277,000 devices in the vicinity of State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona.
Wow.
277,000. So that just gives you an idea of the scale of humanity out there. But
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers.
Oh!
Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So this is truly good versus evil. Love, Christian fellowship versus murder, attempted murder on the left. That's where we are. Notice something, Lee. This guy who shot into the Sacramento newsroom was a doctrinaire liberal. Mm-hmm. Called Trump a fascist, like a good liberal, repeating the Democrat Party leadership's talking points, called him a dictator, demanded he be taken down, and then showed up to shoot up an ABC newsroom with a kill list, including Trump's name, in his car. Not one condemnation from a Democrat Party leader.
Well, I'm sure that's not considered a political action there, Tara.
Right. We can't know what his politics are. Right. We can't know that. It's all very, very confusing, conveniently, right?
Sure.
But going back to John Carl, okay, who ABC News now saying, this was not political. This is just like, it was just a crime. And, and this Harvard professor, no, we cannot know what his ideology was. Okay, let's stop for a minute. Which party has pro-trans ideology? Do we know?
Yeah, that would definitely be the Democrat
Party. Right, because it's definitely not the Republican Party.
Maybe the Green Party, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe them too.
I don't know.
The left. It's the left. Yes. Left-wing ideology. That's what she's saying. She's not even saying not Democrat Party. She's saying not left-wing ideology. Okay, what point in Charlie Kirk's speech presentation does this shooter wait to shoot the gun?
Where there was a comment about trans people in this country. Mm.
What does the shooter's own family say his ideology is?
Well, they say he was radicalized by the left.
Yes, that's his family.
Yes.
Says that.
Who have all been very cooperative. In fact, right. His transitioning partner was also very cooperative, too.
His transitioning partner, by the way, also a doctrinaire pro-Biden supporter, just so we're clear. Here's Utah Governor Spencer Cox.
Inscriptions on the three unfired casings read, "Hey, fascist!" exclamation point, "Catch!" exclamation point.
Okay. And what kind of ideology did he have again, Governor Cox?
We can confirm that again, according to family and people that we're interviewing, he does come from a conservative family, but his ideology was very different than his family. And so that's part of it. And there clearly was a leftist ideology with this assassin. And so I totally understand that anger.
Well, we'll never know, Lee. It's not knowable. Meanwhile, never forget this. Remember the Buffalo shooting where we had that liberal shooter go through and shoot people who looked Hispanic? And we were told that was a right-wing MAGA shooter.
Yeah.
And then his manifesto came out, but the media didn't quote it. And I went, and it was very hard to find it online. I finally did. You know who he says he's following? Mao. He says he's a
Great.
Maoist.
Right.
And that the reason he shot Hispanics was because he wanted to start a race war in America, believing that guns could then be confiscated from conservatives who he wanted to defeat. That because he shot Hispanics, they said he was a right-wing shooter. So we can impute all kinds of motives, even if they're fake, if the shooter is supposedly, just to make it up. But when the family... When all the evidence is there, we have to ignore the evidence before our eyes, the party's greatest command, as Orwell said. Because this is truly Orwellian, watching this. So that's the one side, Lee. We didn't do it. Not us. Didn't do nothing. The other side is them fanning the flames to get the next shooting. Here's Kamala Harris yesterday on Rachel Maddow.
A tyrant. We used to compare the strength of our democracy to communist dictators. That's what we're dealing with right now in Donald Trump. And these titans of industry are not speaking up.
So fan the flames, tyrant, tyrant, tyrant. Say that after a man was just caught shooting up a newsroom with a kill list, including Donald Trump in his car. They know exactly what they're doing. They do. And they're good at it. Let them keep it up. Because you know what? 100 million people streamed that Charlie Kirk funeral. 20 million watched it on cable. And that doesn't even count the people who will watch the clips. Just keep it up, guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.